Begin the current daf, Mesechtes Erev, daf Ein Vav, begin the Omen Alf, begin the Tosef Maaser, begin towards the Gemara, and sorry, the middle one, have a Lebayit Shemanichem V'chulu, it's the house where you put the Erev, etc., and therefore it does not require to join in the Erev either. Tosef explained that it's not necessarily that they even put it in the middle house. The Gemara was saying that the three houses that open up to these two courtyards are going to be exempt from the Erev, in the middle one because it's, you put the Erev there, and the two other ones because it's a Beishar, which place really says near Utsin that actually that even the patch of the Erev was placed in one of the houses that closer to the courtyards, by the corner ones. Oh yeah, so even if it wasn't put into any of them, it's actually put into one of the houses that are in the courtyards themselves, that actually any one of these three houses would not have to give into the Erev, even if the middle one did not have the Erev placed in it, because the Nasu Kulam Beishar, because actually all of them, including the middle one, would become a gatehouse, La'is L'chatzar, to that courtyard, that brings the Erev through them to the other courtyard, and therefore they consider Beishar, and therefore actually it's not specifically that it has to be that the middle one had the Erev inside of it. Next says the Master begins with the Gemara, Shneim Kanu Erev. And both of them acquired an Erev, which Tosef explains, are we talking about Erev B'chatzeis or Erev B'tchumet? Because the Gemara was saying that if two people told someone to make an Erev for them, and one of them was done from before they was eaten by Ben Hashmashas, and the other one was done by Ben Hashmashas, so then both acquired the Erev out of Safik, because Ben Hashmashas is Safik. Now Tosef says, in Tosef, according to Mashm, from Rashi interpretation, it sounds like the Erev B'Erev B'tchumet. We're talking about here that they asked him to make an Erev B'tchumet to go out of the city, and make the Erev for them. And that's what we're saying, that the Safik is lahakul both ways. That's just taste of because it's difficult, because the Meperg by Medlik and the Gemara Shabbos of Mashma sounds like the lawyer, that Rabbi cannot be talking about by both of them, meaning by Rubi Chatzeres and Rubi Tchumen, that both of them should have the same halacha, because the Mashan of the Gemara has a contradiction regarding what's the halacha in the Mishnah regarding Bein HaShemashas as it applies to Erev. And the Gemara says, look, it's not a difficulty. Can be Rubi Chatzeres, can be Rubi Tchumen. One source that says has to be done from before Ben Hashmashas is referring to one. And the other one that says it could be even Ben Hashmashas referring to the other one. So it says, please, from Kinle, Pesha, Kondra, Kondra's interpretation, that obviously if he's saying that Rubik Tchumen is the one that Ben Hashmashas will be lenient, then obviously Rubik Chatzeres like on him. Then the Rubik Chatzeres will not acquire if it's done by Ben Hashmashas. So then the question then is difficult. Dim Kain, if that's the case, my parachach, what's the Gemara asking over here, which is talking about by Rubik Chatzeres, the Rava from Rava's teaching, which is talking about according to Rashi, by Rubik Tchumen, if explicitly that's what the Gemara there differentiates between the two of them. So on that says, Tayyib, Venerka Pesha Ben Chanan. Rather, it seems like Rav Ben Chanan's interpretation. The Rava Ayri by Rubik Chatzeres, that actually Rava's halacha that both of them will work out of doubt, is talking about Rubik Chatzeres. Two people tell them, this one person, make a Rubik Chatzeres for us. And that's what we'll say, that Ben Hashmash will go lean either way. And that's what our sukkah is talking about, Rebbe Chatzeres. And therefore, that's what that was the Gemara's question. But regarding Tchumen, which is a more severe halacha, then Loi Kano actually, out of doubt, you won't acquire Ben Hashmash. Oh, Hashle Park Shaper. And now we understand what the Gemara's question was, because here we're talking about Rebbe Chatzeres too. Now, but then Tais has to explain, Veloshin Tsei, what's the terminology of go out to come out that the Gemara says, the Rav was saying in his halacha, Tsei Va'ar Valeinu, that the two people told him, go out and make an Erev for us, which that sounds like Rav's interpretation of Tumai Rubit Chumah, which is to go out of the city and put the Erev 2,000 amas away. And that says, no, Shaykhat Filabiyah, that could even be for the Rubit Chatzeres, even in the city. Kamai Tsei V'sochel and Pem, like the words that we find in the Gemara, Matzeh, that pick him up, go out and hire for us work. It doesn't literally mean say go out of the city, it just means go and do this for us. And therefore, that's what it means here, that it's referring to Rubit Chatzeres, not Rubit Chumah. Hanulach Hadar, which I will turn to the sixth parak of Mesetis Avram with Tisus, and now we begin the seventh parak, parak Halayim, with Tisus. Tisus begins with the words of the Gemara, Lemitznam Stomach Rebishim Glil. Shall we say that we learned an anonymous Mishnah, like Rebishim Glil, which Tisus comes to explain what's the connection between love and creating an opening. Because the Gemara wants to say that the shear of an opening is the shear of love, as the Gemara is assuming. That should be like Rabbi Shimon Galil, who says it's four, and Dr. Bun says it's three, but Tais is bothered that why should those two halachas be the same thing? And Tais says, Tais, the Gesaga Taitach, you would think to say, the Rabban, because Rabban gave him the Begimel Yitzim, Tais love it once already, more than three Tvachim, it's not anymore extended halach of love, of saying it's connected. So we don't view it as closed anymore. So Chashan Pesach says, because it's an opening, and so the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. It's regarding that to be a Makam Chashav, which that's with Dal. And even the Rabban would agree with that. Timonek says, Master begins with the Gemara Hakam Ashma. This one is coming to tell us is time of the Kula Lamala is because all of it was above 10 Tvachim. Chetting was slain that there was two questions the Gemara had. The Gemara said that you're saying that if it's less than 4 by 4, that it's not going to work. And if it's higher than 10 Tvachim, it's not going to work. Well, both are superfluous because you already said that in the ratio. But the Gemara's answer is only addressing one of them, on that regarding the height of 10 tefachim. So it says, "Taisa ba'agav the hobbit b'tan l'mal masar." You're right. It's just that once we already mentioned that the halacha of above 10 tefachim, and that the Gemara says why we have to say that, to say that it's good even if a part of it is within 10 tefachim. So tanan ami fachas mar ba'abal, therefore we also said less than 4 by 4, but you're right, that's something we already knew from the ratio of the Mishnah. Next says, Masl, that begins with the Gemara, b'shnayim amashim en b'teichyot. And you have to have 2 tefachim and a little bit more of them to be within 10 tefachim. It says, explain Rashi's interpretation, that what's this shnayim amashu, that's regarding the circumference, and Taisus that disagrees and says that's regarding the diameter. The Gemara explained, if you have a window that the circumference is 24 tefachim, that will qualify as an opening, because then you'll have 2 tefachim and a little bit of it that on beneath 10 tefachim, and then when you square it out, then you can ultimately have a little bit of a mashu within 10 tefachim, which is what we need to have for the chalik to be considered as opening between the two different areas. So it says Taisus, like a mishnah perish b'kanches. Taisus says not like the way Rashi says that based tefachim and mashuhu. What's this 2 tefachim and a little bit? Is oirichem hekefim b'teichyud? It's the length of the circumference within 10 tefachim. Meaning, as Rashi explained, mitzayu l'kad tefach. You have if you're dead center on the bottom of the circle. So if you're going on the circumference in the length, you have from the middle to one side you have a tefach. Or mitzayu l'kad tefach, and you have from the middle to the other side a tefach. Then you'll have a mashu remaining from the square inside that circle, within 10 tefach. That's the Taisus. No, El Kamesh Pirish Rivan. That's not what Shnayim Mashu means. It's rather like Rivan explains. Elish Netevachem Mashu. What's these 2 tefachim in a little bit? It's a Kufim Milmata. It's talking about that a straight up line from the bottom of the middle of the circle, Lamala, going upwards in a direct line, the diameter, where the Chaloyin Zeh, because this window that it's a circle that has a circumference of 24 tefachim. So that's something that in its height, if you're taking the diameter of the circle, it's 8 by 8 tefachim. And Tais explains, since in the circumference of the circle is 24 tefachim, so obviously in the middle, the diameter is going to be 8 tefachim, and the reason is the kosher bekev v'shleisha tefachim. Anything in the circumference is 3 tefachim. Yesh barach b'tefach, you have in the diameter a tefach, which that's pi, which in our words of Chacham, we do it in a ratio of 3 to 1. Now, this is what the Gemara was saying. If you're going to remove 2 tefachim on the bottom, and on the top of this circle, because again, you got to fit a square into the circle, from the 2 sides, yishur dal dal, then you remain with a square of 4 by 4, which is what we need. Therefore, you need to have that the window should be 2 tefachim and a little bit, but teich yud within 10 tefachim, but oirach in the length of zikivas achalim b'mtziasai, of the upright positioning of the window in the middle. That you could have a little bit of that square within 10 tefachim. So again, that's a different interpretation. We're talking about the diameter, not like Rashi, that it's regarding this circumference.